This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
To start today's show, I'd really like to welcome our first guest, Beth Capozzi. Welcome, Beth.
Hello.
Hello, good to have you on the show. Now, I met Beth for the first time about 2 weeks ago down at the Weybridge Bake Off, or Cake Off, should I say, down on Monument Green. And I was running around talking to some stall holders, and there was Beth with a stall of very enticing looking goodies, including candles and body lotions and all sorts of things. So that was a great opportunity to get you on the show. So just before we start, you know, talking about that, you know, what were you doing in a previous life? Because you haven't been doing that very long, have you?
No, I haven't. Up till recently, I was a home mum.
Okay.
And so I turned my hand to various things as home mums do. You know, I baked cakes and I made jewellery and did all the crafty things because I could work around the children.
Yeah.
But this year, my eldest has gone off to university and there was a bit of a hole that I needed to fill.
Okay.
And I just thought, let's try something.
Yeah, fill that emptiness with candles.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you are part of Darcy's. I've misunderstood. I was thinking it was your brand, but you're part of a
larger business.
Larger business.
I represent sort of like between London and the South Coast for Darcy's candles. They're based up in Ayrshire in Scotland.
Love it. So when I saw you down at Monument Green, was that your, I think it was your first event?
First event,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And yeah. It's a good experience?
It was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. It was a great atmosphere. The people were lovely. I met yourself. It made it a whole heap easier.
Oh, how very lucky you.
That's good. No, it was good. It was busy. People were very, very open to learning. I didn't know whether there would be much sales going on because it's a sort of like a whole new concept to candles and things. You know, people are used to going into supermarkets and grabbing what they like off the shelf because it looks nice or smells nice or the packaging looks nice. But when I started looking into doing something, and my daughter had relatively recently turned into being a vegan, and that sort of led me into the whole thing really. And I was absolutely horrified with the amount of chemicals and additives and things that companies are allowed to put into these products that we use every day, thinking that they're just a decoration when actually they're actually poisoning us. Mm. And they're poisoning our children and they're poisoning our pets. And they're not told to tell us about it. And I was absolutely horrified that this was the case. And I just thought, you know what, I want to make a difference. I've got children, I've got pets, and I don't want to poison my kids.
What don't your candles have in that other candles have?
Because they have...
I've heard that Darcy's candles are fantastic for people that care about the environment.
Absolutely. They contain absolutely nothing apart from soy wax and essential oils. And that's the only thing that they contain. There's nothing else.
Wow. As opposed to other candles. I mean, I know there are a lot of paraffin-based candles, but there is a trend now for more soy and rapeseed candle. But what else do they have then apart from the wax and the oils? Is it something in the oils that they're using that isn't...
They use the artificial aromas, and they're also tested on animals, you know, laboratory tested, and also on fish. They put it into the water to see what effect it has.
It's a huge problem at the moment, isn't
it? It's a huge problem.
Yeah.
They don't contain all the chemicals. Lots of companies, they use plasticizer that makes things slightly more pliable.
Sometimes you can smell that in a cheap candle. I don't know about you, Anne, but I can smell a cheap candle.
And in your makeup and your body products as well, it's all contained in that too.
I mean, I was wondering, you know, we've been talking only about candles. I know you do other products. So is it that the candles contain all these things which are tested on animals? I mean, I wouldn't have thought that would be the case because you're not putting them on your skin, really, are you? Apart from those candles that are designed for that.
Yeah. We do have a massage candle that contains shea butter also that you melt and you let it cool and then you can massage it into your skin. But they do contain all sorts of, just the candle and wax side of the product, they do contain all sorts of nasties that you really wouldn't want to be breathing in.
That's the issue, isn't it? So, because I've read up a little bit about this, is when the candle is burning, they're emitting things that are not healthy for us to breathe in.
Carcinogenic fumes.
Darcy bees, we don't contain any
of that at all.
Mm. And that's because it's essential oils and wax and that's it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And all the body lotions that we do, they're all totally chemical free. In fact, I tested, a lady came to me at the cake-off and said, you know, I can't use anything on my skin, I'm terribly allergic. And I sent her away with a little patch test and I said, try it. I said, and just let me know in 48 hours. And she came back and she said, absolutely nothing. She said, no reactions at all. It's great. And they do a perfume as well that just sinks into your skin and leaves it beautifully silky.
What's a nitro musk? I was reading. That's something I've never heard of before. Obviously, musk.
I haven't heard of that.
What's
nitro? It's just one of the preservatives that are in most beauty products.
Okay. Yeah.
Which it's a lot, helps with the longevity.
Okay. Yeah.
And it makes things.
I know. No, don't. I understand completely.
Yeah.
What's your bestseller, then?
My bestseller, strangely enough, is the Reed Diffusers, and to men. I have been really surprised. Ladies like the candles. Men really like the Reed Diffusers. That's maybe good. Because they can just leave them and forget about them and just turn the reeds over.
Yeah.
But especially at the Weybridge Cake-Off, lots. Met them, the amount of men that came over and spoke, it was amazing. I'm willing to be educated. I find it fantastic who's willing to be educated and listen and learn. And
it's quite interesting you said that. I mean, you know, I was going to ask about how you've been selling apart from that event. Have you done many other events? Or
that was my first event.
Since
I've got another one coming up.
Okay.
But I sell on the internet. I have a website that I sell on. And I sell to local family and friends, and people come to my house, you know, if I know people. And I also have what I call my Darcy Bees, B-E-E's box, that I send lots of samples and books, and I give it to people to take into their workplace, and they can have a look and they can have a play around. And it's at the moment I'm just concentrating on spreading the word about, you know, we are here, this is what we do, and just trying to educate.
Yeah,
because I think it's really important. You know, there's so much out there that we don't need to have. I think it's really important people know actually what goes on.
What's your biggest scent, your biggest seller as far as scents go? Fragrance. I know what my favourite
is. There's two that I would say are the biggest. There was one called Nectarine and Honey, which is a beautiful, fruity, vibrant, very energetic smell. And then the other one is called Mr. Darcy's Designer, which is quite a seductive smell.
Oh, okay.
We'll have one of those.
Absolutely. Did Colin Firth have any involvement in that one?
I wish.
So the business model is selling at events, selling sort of direct selling, and then on the website. So we wouldn't find these products in the shops.
Not necessarily.
No.
We are allowed to go into shops and put like a stand on a counter and sell like that, but we're not allowed to supply a shop.
Oh, so when you say a stand on a counter, it'll be like an advert?
Yeah.
Okay, a promotional.
Yes, absolutely.
Item. Okay, because I noticed on the website, if you want to order something, you can't have it dispatched straight away. Everything's made to order.
Yes, handmade to order. Nothing is mass produced. So as the orders come in, they then make the quantity that they need, and they do it on a weekly basis. We're only allowed to actually put an order in once a week, so it does take a little bit more time. It's a little bit not quite as accessible as the other high street products, but you know that you've ordered it, it's been made for you, and it's been delivered straight away.
So you allow a little bit of time.
A little bit of time, I like to say sort of like 10 to 14 days from ordering it to receiving it.
Yeah, so it's not like a restaurant kind of way of making sort of right. We've got a bath bomb and a candle. They save up the bath bombs and make a batch and
absolutely.
Candles and a batch.
Yeah. No, it's all and all of it is hand poured as well. If you watch the owner Jackie, she has done lots of videos on YouTube actually, and she's walked you around where she makes it all, and you can see her sitting down laboriously, you know, putting in all the wicks and then pouring the hand, measuring out the quantity of wax and then pouring them in. It's a laborious task.
Yeah,
it's
you've got to be passionate about it.
You do.
So, when you're out at an event where you met Anne, do you have some stock to sell then, so people can pick it up and
yes, I do.
And walk away with it, because I think people love to pick things that I'm happy to wait if I love something, but I also like to pick it up as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. What I try to do is take various items from across the board so that I have things that I can show and I can offer. But then it's the on selling, you know, somebody would come back and then order it. So as long as I've got something that they can see, they can use, they can take away, then when they come back and they do maybe a bigger order or something, then I have to order it, because obviously I can't hold that much stock.
No.
I'm not like a shop where I have a warehouse or anything like that. It is in my daughter's bedroom at the moment.
So you have like a seller's pack, pretty much. Take that to the events. Actually, it's a better way of doing it, because there's nothing worse than, I used to do these sort of events, loads and loads of stock to sell. So really, you've just got your kind of salesman's pack sort of thing.
I have added it to it myself.
Okay.
Because I like to have enough to offer people, because I like to. When you go to these things and you're walking around and then you go home and you think, oh, I've bought this, let's put it out. I like to do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily myself put in an order if I was walking around a fair or...
No.
I would like to take it home with me. So I like to hold some, which I've had to put together myself and then...
Yeah, and it's a good name, Adarsis. Yeah. It's great. I like it. I've heard it before, and I've seen it before. Only once or twice, I think, but I think it's really classy.
Yeah, it is. I hadn't come across it, so I misunderstood. When you said to me, oh, I started this in January, I said, what, completely from scratch? You said yes. I thought, wow, she's really, you know, gone from January to May and got so much done in that time. I can believe it. All the product development and everything, all the testing, all the packaging.
No, fortunately, Jackie and Claire have done all that.
Fair enough. I do
the good side.
So apart from the candles we've mentioned, the bath bombs, what other products can people find if they come to your website?
We do candle, we do wax melts that you put into a ceramic or glass warmer, which are beautiful, that they fill your room with such an amazing aroma. We do reed diffusers, we do body perfumes, we do shower gels, we do little aroma beads that you can put in, which is a small space scent that you can put into shoe cupboards or wardrobes or in your car or cupboards. They pretty much come in all the scents. So, you know, if you have a favourite, you can have your bedroom smelling or your car, or and you can carry it on and yourself, you know, with the perfumes. It covers the whole board.
They have I know essential oils have therapeutic effects, don't they? So
yeah,
I should imagine if you're putting just pure essential oils in, how lovely and relaxing
it is. And with the candles as well, it's you get the ambience of the flame. You get the scent, the ambience, the
It's lovely.
Somebody walked into my house the other day and said, your house always smells so beautiful.
And did you sort of get involved in this because you were a user of the products? I mean,
no, I've never actually heard of the products before. I went in cold with it.
Yeah.
I was educating myself about veganism and vegetarians and things like that.
Oh, yeah, because of your daughter.
Because of my daughter.
Yeah.
And I was also at the time looking for something to bring some extra money in.
Yeah.
And I fell across the company, and I started doing my research, and I just liked what they stood for. You know, they're normal people doing normal things. It's not mass produced. She started in her kitchen, which, she was amazing, absolutely amazing. And I just really liked the whole ethos of the company. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to give this a go. I like it. And it's gone on from there, really.
Do you have your own region, or can you?
No. I can bring people into the business, and we can, you know, cross over. There's no as I said, there's enough people out there who it's a big business.
Excellent. Yeah. Great. Okay, so we're approaching the end of our chat now with you, unfortunately. It always goes quicker than we always think. So I just wondered if you've got any sort of words of wisdom for anyone else sort of in your situation that wants to get involved in this or anything similar.
Go for it. I'd absolutely go for it. It's fantastic to be able to work around your children and your home life, and it's the satisfaction of knowing that you're educating people into something that will better their life and their health at the end of the day.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. Jump in, both feet first.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, thank you very much, Beth. That's great advice. And if any of our listeners would like to talk to you or want to order anything from you, what's the website address?
My website is www.darcybees.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much, and all the best of luck with
it. Thank you very much.
So that was Beth Capozzi of Darcy Bees.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.